You're listening to SBS News.
For 17 years, Teresa Hetherington has been a care worker, but she says recently imposed time limits on her client visits have all but stripped the care from her job description.
By definition, the industry has to be heartless, essentially. We don't have the time to care anymore. It's entirely task directed.
She's required to log on and log off with each client within a certain time frame or risk censure from her employer and not getting paid for her extra time. Ms. Hetherington says it's made individualising care impossible.
We're focused on the fact that we've got such a short period of time to do the job and to get out. I can no longer have the time to check whether this one wants to wear a pair of jeans that day, or that one wants to have their hair done a certain way. It's put your hair in a ponytail, put you in your tracksuit and get you out the door as quickly as possible. That's unacceptable for most of our clients. It removes their dignity and the quality of their life.
A new survey shows most care workers have similar concerns. Researcher Dr. Natasha Quarters from the University of New South Wales says of the 1,200 aged care workers surveyed, 90% said they don't feel able to respond to unexpected needs of clients that arise during a visit or spend extra time with clients if they have concerns for their welfare.
Workers did talk about having to deliver care on the clock and being timed and also being under surveillance of their mobile phones.
The research suggests it's resulted in older people missing out on basic social and emotional needs. RMIT's Wendy Taylor says with more people receiving in-home care, many elderly Australians are becoming isolated. And for some, a visit from a care provider is the only social interaction they have.
A lot of these people are really quite isolated in their own home, so that emotional, social part is getting way more important, I think, than it has been in the past.
Macquarie University's Professor Gabrielle Ma says an increased demand and a level of funding and staffing that's fallen behind has led to a degradation of service.
There's been no net resources per older person that's increased in terms of staff in residential aged care. And in fact, there's been an absolute decline in the size of the home care workforce.
Last year, more than 1.3 million older people accessed an aged care service. By 2050, the government predicts 3.5 million older Australians will be needing those services, and the current number of aged care workers will need to triple to 1 million to keep up. Minister for Aged Care Richard Colbeck says the government has implemented new aged care quality standards, requiring providers to have a sufficient workforce to provide appropriate quality care. Senator Colbeck says there is more to do, but delivering high quality aged care services, including better social, emotional, spiritual well-being, is a priority for the government. However, care worker Teresa Hetherington has her doubts.
I'd like to think by the time I require care that this issue will be fixed, but with things the way they are at the moment, it's only getting worse and worse. There's no profit in quality.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.